This is an NITV radio podcast. For the full program, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio.
In Alice Springs in the 50s and the early 60s, teachers wouldn't teach us properly because we're Aboriginal. And they had this concept that all we can do is cleaning. And I just went and did it, and I got my first job at the Alice Springs Hospital, which at that time they had a native ward, which was separate from the general ward for white people. And I was only a teenager, and my dad asked me if I wanted to work there, and I said, all right. And me and my cousin worked in the hospital for about a year or so, and my dad was an ambulance driver. And he used to be interpreter for the Aboriginal people. He knew probably four languages. And he used to help the nursing staff to understand what the Aboriginal people wanted, because very few interpreters were working at the hospital at that time. It started my life, but I ended up coming to Adelaide for a while and working in a hospital at Balaclava, which is 52 k's to north of Adelaide. I went there for a while, and then I decided to go back home to Alice Springs, and I got married and had, in the late 60s, I had two sons, and then later on I had two daughters, and my dad asked me if I could help him out of the blue after 20 years of marriage, and I said, what did you want, Dad? And he said, I want you to fight for our country, Pat. And I said, where? Andulia, we've got to go back home. And I said, okay. And I have four younger brothers and one older sister, but somehow he asked me to do it. So I thought about it for a long time, and I said, no, I got to do this for my family. I got to fight for my family. And I changed my whole life. And me and my husband parted, and I went through a study. It took me about 10 years to study. And I lived in Darwin for a while, and I did a couple of years there. Came back to Alice Springs, and I did the rest of my studies. I did a Associate Diploma in Business Management first. I got smacked because I got 11 distinctions. So, and the staff turned around and said to me, why don't you do a Bachelor of Arts degree? Because La Trobe University from here had set up courses at Institute for Aboriginal Development. And I said, okay, there's 20 people doing the course. I said, all right, I'll do that. And I was the only one that completed it. And I was the only one that came to La Trobe to get my degree, Bachelor of Arts degree. And I was so shocked how I'd done all this stuff. But in my head, it was my country come first, but I had to understand the white man's system. And the only way I could do that is to get educated. Then I fought for my family of a native title in 95 when the native title came through. And I said to my big sister, I said, don't you worry, I'll be talking. I mean, my younger brother, Frank Ansell, and my other brother, old Max Stewart, my cousin brother, he helped us. And we spoke up at the judge about our rights for Andulia and our connection, our culture connection to Andulia station and that. And it was really important that I spoke up. And when we were in 1999, we were successful. And we set up by 2000, we set up our own corporations, Andulia Association, Environment Association, and Elton Associates, so three groups actually belonged to Alice Springs. And what we did was then we had to get a Liritupa organisation, which brought us together to deal with government issues over land in Alice Springs. And we wanted to save all our sacred sites and to make sure that nothing had been damaged about that. Just recently we had some bad luck over my auntie, who put her name for the native title up there first. And we were all saddened by that, because she was the one that got us all together to do it. the strong, and the other person was Charlie Perkins. He came home in the 90s and he telling my father and all the old men that they should be standing up strong. He said to help us set up a Runta Council. And then he, when the native title business came through, Mabo case, he said, now we got to go through native title. He got us at a big meeting in Alice. And we did that because he had so much knowledge to help us. Yeah, so we are very grateful for what he did, because he was born in Alice Springs and he was born at the telegraph station with our first building. And his mother was a carer of my family, my parents, in the early years when they took stolen generation children away. And my parents were put in the bungalow as well. So we call it the Bungalow Telegraph Station, and many elders were put in there when they were children. And I'm next generation in the 50s. Me and my sister was put in a home called St. Mary's. So we had a lot of issues to deal with. But I was so glad that I'd done what I did for my land. And the other thing, today I work for Flinders University and I'm a historian. And I work there in Alice Springs in a place called Centre for Remote Health. And we run courses there, me and two other girls, Annie Farthing and Kath. And she set up the program. And we done Kath Martin. And we were successful and we won a Dean's Excellent Award last year. So this is just unbelievable for me. I'm a bush woman.
You paint and you paint country. Can you share with our audience a little bit about, you know, you painting country and what that means for you?
Yeah, I was very lucky. I was told some stories about Alice Springs by my family and also my Mudjeda family north of Alice and by my aunties and that. And they told me the stories and my connection to it. And so one day I sat down, but my younger brother, his name was Ronnie Ansell, he was in the band No Fixed Address, and the movie that he was in, Wrong Side of the Road, and he passed away, and he was an artist, and crazy man. He passed away, and I sat down one day, and I said, no. I got to tell our stories because my brother's not here anymore. So I started painting. That's over 20 years or something, a fair while ago.
Well, let's talk about your discussion. We've got a panel. The topic is current state of affairs within Australia's government and legal systems and how to heal and move forward. Can you share a bit about that, please? How can we heal and move forward?
The first thing, the Commonwealth Government of Australia, stop giving us this tokens. Yeah, we won native title, but we still don't have a lot of rights to our lands properly. In the Northern Territory, we have the Land Rights Act, and where a lot of our people went through a court procedure to claim their lands, and a lot of them have that back. And now, in the last 10 years of what happened, is that one community or two community had problem with pornography with children. They want to blame all of the communities and they shut them down and took all the funding off them. So those people can't even run their own councils anymore. And the Northern Territory government did it as well and didn't support them for their housing. And just recently they decided to give back the communities their housing money to fix their houses up. They can dictate over one incident. What if one town in Alice Springs had pornography, in Australia had pornography? They don't shut down the whole state. And that's what they're doing here in Alice Springs, in the Northern Territory. Because we are still under the Commonwealth government. Whenever they want to change something, they do it. John Howard, he changed the racism law so that he could do that. And we had soldiers coming there to all the clinics to check out kids. And that's not right. That's just pure racism. And it's 10 years along and they haven't done much now. And a lot of those people and their children are running amok in Alice Springs because of the loss of their jobs and things like that.
So what do you want to happen now?
they want to wake up and look at making changes for everybody and give us our rights to move on. A lot of people worked hard for those communities to help their people, and they haven't even been recognised properly. Give them back their funding and their schools, because a lot of those kids can't go to high school in the communities anymore. They have to go to around the cities around Australia. But the other thing is, give them back their funding so their schools can be run and everything like that. And the council people can have their money to run their council properly and employ their own people on their own land. Yeah, that's what they need to do. Change it. It's been 10 years. Get over it. Let's move on. Give us a bloody treaty.
This was an NITV radio podcast. For more, visit sbs.com.au/NITV radio or download the SBS radio app.